Hi and welcome to the latest Ancient Egypt news from the 4th week of April. The head of a statue of King Ramses II has been returned to Egypt following successful efforts by the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities to track down and recover the smuggled artifact. The statue head was officially handed over to the Egyptian authorities in July by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, along with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Egyptian authorities, played a crucial role in locating and repatriating the stolen piece. The recovery of this artifact is a testament to the tireless efforts of the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, represented by the Supreme Council of Antiquities, to retrieve Egyptian antiquities that have been illegally smuggled out of the country, said Mohamed Khaled, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities. He expressed his gratitude for the cooperation between various entities, including the Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the International Cooperation Department at the Egyptian Prosecutor General's Office, the Swiss authorities, and the Egyptian Embassy in Bern. Shaban Abdel Jawad, Director General of the Department of Antiquities Recovery and Supervisor of the Central Department of Antiquities Ports, elaborated on the details of the recovered artifact. The recovered piece is the head of a statue of King Ramses II, dating back more than 3,400 years, Jawad said. It was stolen from his temple in Abydos and smuggled out of Egypt illegally over 3 decades ago. The head is part of a larger statue depicting King Ramses II seated alongside several Egyptian gods. Upon retrieval, the statue head was deposited in the storerooms of the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir Square for necessary maintenance and restoration work. The Department of Antiquities Recovery, in collaboration with the Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Swiss authorities, successfully established Egypt's ownership of the statue head and its illegal smuggling out of the country. This achievement aligns with the joint cooperation agreement between Egypt and Switzerland to combat the illicit trafficking of cultural property. The department had initially identified the statue head in 2013, while it was on display for sale in a London gallery. The artifact subsequently reappeared in several countries before resurfacing in Switzerland. Egypt's Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, Ahmed Issa, recently held a meeting to discuss the latest developments in the executive plan aimed at enhancing the tourism experience for visitors to Egypt. The plan is designed to ensure that tourists receive the services that they've been promised and to maintain the highest standards of health, safety and security. The executive plan will focus on entities that are licensed by the ministry, including tourism and hotel facilities, tourism companies, tourist transportation, diving centres and tourism activities. The objective is to highlight these entities to both Egyptian and foreign tourists, thereby ensuring that they receive their due rights when dealing with them. This will also help in identifying and confronting illegal entities that do not have a license from the ministry, thus safeguarding the industry and maintaining the quality of services provided. The Ministry's role as a supervisor, organiser and licenser of activities within the tourism industry in Egypt was emphasised during the meeting. The Ministry is keen on tightening its follow-up and control of all tourism activities and also on setting special policies to advance the industry. During the meeting, a set of proposed mechanisms were discussed and reviewed to enable tourists and visitors to easily identify the entities licensed by the ministry. Additionally, ways to enable them to submit complaints and suggestions directly to the ministry were also discussed. Following a series of meetings, the final draft was completed. The Governorate of Giza has announced the creation of a new Heritage Conservation Department under the existing Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities in order to guarantee the preservation of cultural and historical heritage in the Governorate. The area contains some of the country's most valuable and visited heritage sites, namely the Pyramids of Giza, as well as thousands of discovered but as yet untouched archaeological sites of significance. The localized Heritage Department aims to streamline new projects whilst maintaining the preservation of existing sites. An Egyptian archaeological mission has just unearthed the remains of a fortified mud brick royal rest house in Tel Hebwa in North Sinai. Mohamed Khaled, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, the SCA, has revealed that initial studies and findings suggest that the structure is likely from the reign of King Thutmose III of the New Kingdom. This ancient site, featuring two interconnected rectangular halls and additional rooms, would have been used as a royal retreat based on its architectural design and lack of pottery shards. This discovery is especially important as it sheds light on ancient Egyptian military history. Hisham Hussein, General Director of Sinai Antiquities and head of the archaeological mission, provided further details on the rest house, explaining that it comprised of a main entrance that leads to a larger hall embellished with three limestone column bases. Connecting to this is a smaller hall with entrances on its east and west sides with limestone column bases measuring 2 meters in diameter on either side. Stone thresholds of room entrances were among the remains unearthed during this archaeological excavation. The area also functioned as a cemetery during the Third Intermediate Period, with locally made amphorae used in child burials between the 21st and the 25th dynasties. The Interior Ministry has arrested an employee suspected of possessing 1,118 pieces of antiquities in his residence in Assyut Governorate, Upper Egypt, for the purpose of trafficking. The suspect was referred to the prosecution, which took over the investigation. In a recent statement, the ministry explained that investigations by public security and the Tourism and Antiquities Police confirmed the suspect's guilt. Upon taking the necessary legal procedures in coordination with the Assyut Investigation Department, the suspect was arrested in his residence, where he was found in possession of the artifacts. Among the smuggled artifacts include a model of a coffin with a mummy inside, two wooden coffins bearing pharaonic inscriptions with mummies inside, a coffin of two unfinished alabaster parts, and two wooden statues with inscriptions. The seized items also include stone stelae, papyrus scrolls, scarabs, necklaces of various sizes and shapes, statues and parts of various incomplete statues dating back to ancient times, stone and wooden pieces, pieces of decoration, faience, pottery, and household tools. After a mysterious theft in the late 1960s, the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, USA, has returned an ancient Egyptian child's coffin to the Uppsala University Museum in Sweden. According to an announcement by the Museum of Fine Arts, an investigation began when their own curatorial staff found an excavation image of the coffin in a 2008 publication titled Unseen Images, Archive Photographs in the Petrie Museum, which claimed that the coffin was unearthed in 1920 by British archaeologists at Gurob in Egypt. It was then sent to the Victoria Museum of Egyptian Antiquities at Uppsala University in 1922, now known as the Uppsala Museum. This information contradicted the Museum of Fine Arts' official acquisition records, triggering the investigation. The clay coffin, believed to date back somewhere between 1295 BCE and 1186 BCE, is 43 inches long and features the images of a boy named Pa-Nefer-Neb. A blue and yellow striped headdress adorns his face, which is painted red like his crossed hands. Eyes, lotus flowers, jackals and hieroglyphs adorn the coffin's exterior, alongside Nut, the goddess of the sky, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. Pa-Nefer-Neb's coffin is said to have mysteriously gone missing by 1970, and then it resurfaced in 1985 when it was sold to the Museum of Fine Arts by one Olof S. Leiden, who claimed to represent the artist Erik Stahl. Leiden presented a forged letter purporting that it was Stahl who originally excavated the coffin in Amada in Egypt in 1937, as well as falsified documents to authenticate it. When the Museum of Fine Arts noted the discrepancy in the chain of custody, they began work to correct the mistake, ultimately leading to the safe return of the coffin to Sweden. And that's it for this week. This news podcast is brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our November tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.